Speck here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Sam Speck with you in our 9 o'clock hour as we're speaking with the Interstate Fair and Rodeo all week long, I should say. And today we've got Ruth Nicholas in studio with us, along with the Queen, Emily Swiger. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, it's good to have both of you guys in. And real quick, obviously I missed out on yesterday. I got stuck with a chronic migraine, unfortunately. I get stuck with those far too often, unfortunately. But it was the bull riding yesterday. And real quick, how did that all go?
Went great. We had 28 bull riders. They each rode two bulls. Each had a chance to ride two bulls. And we only had one cowboy that made a qualified ride on both of his bulls. So
nice.
A kid from Brazil who's been in the U.S. for 2 months.
Wow. I saw your email this morning of him being from Brazil. I guess I didn't really look too much further into it. But neat. I was overly impressed with the motocross on Tuesday. I got a part of that. Ryan wanted me to hop on a bike with him, and I said absolutely not. Didn't want to hurt myself, and then ended up not coming in on Wednesday anyway. But either way, I'm glad that the motocross went off fine, the bull riding went off great, and now tonight we've got the rodeo. But real quick, let's talk about the Queen here. Miss Emily Swiger is in with studio here this morning. So you are 16 years old, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And you are you a longtime resident of Coffeyville?
Yep. Born and raised here, grown up.
Born and raised in Coffeyville. Awesome. So let me guess, you are a Field Kinley student this year. What grade are you in?
I am a junior this year.
You're a junior this year. Awesome. All right. Do you do anything with the school, you know, FFA-wise or anything of that matter?
Yes. I'm the president of the FFA chapter this year, and I am the Southeast District Sentinel for FFA.
Look at that. President and the Queen all in one. There we go. Do you do anything else? I mean, do you run – I mean – in terms of, I was always a baseball player in high school. Do you do anything else athletically?
Yes, I play in varsity volleyball and track.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it's a little jack of all trades all over the place as well. And then obviously we just wrapped up with 4-H fairs and things like that. And I believe you are a 4-H member and you do some activities as well. So
yes, I do.
That is very neat.
My probably favorite part of 4-H is I compete in the horse show every year.
Nice. Okay. Did you do the, which fair did you a part of this year besides the Interstate Fair and Rodeo?
I went to the Montgomery County 4-H Fair, which is held at Independence every year.
Yep.
And then I entered a few things at the Fair and Rodeo here.
Awesome. Yeah. No, we covered pretty much all of those rodeo or fairs throughout the county, and I got to do the Montgomery County one. I'm not sure which day it was on. Either way, but we've got the rodeo tonight. So, Ruth, tell me a little bit about what's going to happen with that.
Two nights of PRCA action, over 200 cowboys and cowgirls, same 8 events each night: bareback riding, tie-down roping, steer wrestling, team roping, saddle bronc riding, steer roping, the ladies' barrel racing, and bull riding. Same events both nights, but different cowboys both nights.
Gotcha.
And they're running slack right now, and slack is the extra competition that doesn't fit into the evening performances. So they are team roping and steer roping, I think, this morning, and then tomorrow morning at 8, they are tie-down roping and steer wrestling, I believe. And that's free to the public. That's sometimes slack is as fun to watch as the performances.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you maybe have a morning off or something like that, get out there, snag some free viewing from it. And
exactly.
That's what I sometimes you get little perks about being in the media sometimes because ex-Lieutenant Mike Bradley was like, hey, come check this out. And he had me come watch the motocross with him yesterday. So, yeah, if you can sneak a peek in through those grandstands, it is really cool to get in there and to be a part of it. So, Emily, what are you doing tonight or throughout the weekend? What is everything? Obviously, you are the 2018 Interstate Fair and Rodeo Queen. So what does that all bring with it?
Well, today it starts the parade at 4 o'clock. I will be carrying a flag in that. And then afterwards is the bean and watermelon feed, which starts at 5:30, and I will be there that whole time signing autographs.
Nice.
And then during the rodeo starts the grand entry, and I will be carrying a flag through that.
Awesome. Sweet. So, yeah, no, I like the hat just needs to be in front of everything. So I like how you are the one carrying the flag, getting through, and that's pretty neat. So 2018 Interstate Fair and Rodeo Queen Emily Swiger, where will you be signing autographs and things like that? Just kind of by the grandstands in general? Or
I will be at the Watermelon and Bead Feed.
Right at the Watermelon
park.
And Bead Feed. Okay, perfect. Yeah, so and lots going on over there, too. I didn't think they'd be able to fit all of those rides in that little, I'd say little. But when you initially look at it, when I first moved here, it's like, you kidding me? They fit that whole fair in here, all those rides, and certainly they do. And hopefully the weather obviously, cooperates with us as it kind of hit and miss these last couple of nights. But so lots and lots of PRCA rodeo action. And then tomorrow, not only that, we've got something else tomorrow, Friday as well, the rodeo. But Saturday includes something as well.
Demo Derby Saturday.
Ooh, big Demo Derby. Heck then, yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, and usually the place is packed with that, and it's you hate to see a wreck, but you love to see somebody else do it.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, no, that's a great way to put it. We had an awesome little national speedway in Colorado, the Colorado National Speedway, and they do the figure eight demolition derby, and that gets pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. It gets really interesting. And there was a funny side story before I digress too much. There was a little rabbit that went from one end to the next through the middle of the figure eight and didn't get hit. But of course, that's where everybody was watching. And it's incredibly entertaining. So Ruth, let's for someone that maybe driving through the area right now randomly or something like that, wants to get involved in everything happening of these grandstands, the rodeo, how would someone driving through that doesn't have that pass already, how would they get involved in the Interstate Fair and Rodeo?
You can always get your tickets online, fairandrodeo.com. You can get them at the gate. They range in price from $15 to $30, depending on where you're sitting, of course. Or you can get them at the fair office, any of those three places, and we encourage you to get them in advance. Then you don't stand in line. Then you're ready to go, and then you come out and eat a fried pickle and eat a funnel cake and enjoy the 4-H, livestock shows. The beef show is right now. They'll run from 8 till probably 1 o'clock today. And then tomorrow night we crown a new rodeo queen and princess, because Emily will give up her crown tomorrow night.
Yeah.
A sad day.
She's just like, yeah, unfortunately. Well, you said that we've got stuff happening right now. Obviously, the bean and watermelon feed, you'll be there to sign autographs. But what else happens throughout the day after the parade at 4? What kind of carries from there?
Well, tonight, we do the parade at 4. You eat for free, bean feed, watermelon feed, as Emily said, at 5:30. Then you come to the rodeo. Tomorrow night, let me mention an event tomorrow night that is always enjoyable. The Buddy Barrow Show. Actually, I think that's tonight.
That is tonight.
That is something that started 10 years ago, maybe. We match a special needs person with a kid who has already shown his hog. That's what a barrow is a hog. Mm-hmm. And that special needs person gets to show that hog in the show ring.
Nice.
And you think your life is tough and you think you've got problems, but you go down and watch that Buddy Barrow Show and your heart will be uplifted.
Yeah.
It's so wonderful to see those special needs people get the chance to do something that they never would have had the chance to do. They are a blessing to us to watch them, and they think they're at the Olympics. I mean, they think they're on top of the world. It's awesome.
And
to
I think that's one thing that most people don't necessarily realize either, is because, they can't necessarily express it the way that we do. But I remember in high school, I would, again, always would play in sports, baseball and things and that. And when they, even when they just throw out the first pitch, it is the best. It's their World Series, it's their Super Bowl. And for you guys to have that availability, it just shows the character as well behind the community that comes around the Interstate Fair and Rodeo. So that's pretty cool that's happening. And by the way, I am one that it would need that kind of that knowing of that a burro is a pig, because I had no idea. I am not from around these parts at all. And so, yes, I am certainly one that needs that. So that's happening tonight, as you said. Well, what happens tomorrow? Obviously, the rodeo kicks off as well at 7:30. But what goes on throughout the day?
Livestock sale tomorrow at 4:30. Used to be on Saturday, but it's been moved to Fridays to allow the kids who are showing at a different show in Manhattan, Kansas, to be there. So the sale's at 4:30 tomorrow. And that's a huge public event, just because it's a culmination for those kids who have shown their hogs, cattle, sheep, goats, whatever. And it's their reward for all their hard work. I mean, those kids have been out there at 6 in the morning all summer walking their animal. At 9 at night, because it's so hot during the day, you don't want to walk your animal during the day. It's too stressful for them. Feeding and watering and worrying about them and making sure they look good and bathing them. And it's a lot. It's a special project for those kids. And tomorrow night they sell those animals, and there'll be some tears probably because your friend is gone. But they know that's the cycle of life. That's what goes on.
Yeah,
they make the money and have money for next year's project.
Yeah, certainly. Or a big old nice truck for graduation, whichever one. But, that's one thing that I give 4-H a lot of credit to as well, is because, initially the kids, they know what they're getting themselves into. And me personally, I name everything. I name everything. I would have named a pig or a cow. And obviously, getting into that field, you know what you're getting into.
Yeah. And, you go to McDonald's and is something live that you are eating, but that's what those animals were given to us for.
Yep, at the end of the day, exactly. That's their purpose, and the more connected that you get with it, that just shows that just shows the love and passion behind the care for the animal, and not only that, but it makes me feel better as a consumer.
Yeah,
certainly,
exactly.
that the animal was taken after. So here, real quick, coming up, we still got a couple of minutes here to speak with, but I kind of wanted to dig in more about the queen. So it says here you were a barrel racer, so I'm guessing you like a lot of the horse activities. But what's the number one thing that you're going to be excited for tonight at the rodeo?
All of the rodeo events.
All of it?
All of it.
All of it. You couldn't narrow it down at all?
No,
you couldn't.
I love watching all of them compete in their special event because that's what they're good at. That's why they do this, and it's their passion. And I just love getting to watch and experience that.
Yeah, no, that is a good point to be. And that's the one thing that the rodeo, I had a poll question a few days ago, and the rodeo was our most popular one because it was so many different things. And like you said, they're professionals, they're experts at that one in particular thing, and to be able to see so many different in one night or a two-night period of time, I should say, is awesome. So couldn't narrow it down, could you? Couldn't quite narrow it down, but looking forward to the Demo Derby on Saturday for me personally as well, because that's pretty much the only thing I ever was a part of. I guess I've been to a bull riding event as well, and I know that was entertaining. Did you, were you a part of that last night as well, or are you just kind of...
Yes, I was. I had the honor of carrying the American flag
there
last
we go.
Night. Then I also made a Queen's run after our Frisbee toss.
Nice. So you are heavily involved this year.
Yes.
So how do you become Queen? How do you nominate? I mean, obviously you don't nominate yourself, but how do you become the Queen of the Interstate Fair and Rodeo?
Right. If you choose to enter, you will fill out an application. You will gain a few sponsors, and then you will go through competition, which includes a horsemanship section, which we had on Monday, along with our speech and modeling and interviews. And all those scores are combined, along with appearance scores throughout the rest of this week. And the scores are added up, and then that's how the queen is determined.
And then there you go.
You know, these girls are beautiful girls, and they have the clothes and all the crown and all that stuff, but it's so much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
They have to be good on the back of a horse.
Yeah.
I mean, it's rodeo. They're not going to be on foot during that rodeo. They're usually on a horse. And then they have to be intelligent. That interview part, you better be a quick thinker and eloquent. And being a queen, I think, gains them so many things. You know, look at Emily, age 16, in front of a microphone, and she's comfortable.
Yeah.
She'll use, these are skills she'll use the rest of her life.
Yeah.
I've made so many connections through being queen, and I love just meeting everybody who has something different to tell me or give me new information.
Well, yeah, and keep that as well, because through my, I didn't go to some big four-year college, but I went to a two-year trade school, and I've met hundreds of professionals that do radio business or television business, and they're one call away. And that, I'm sure your contact list has grown substantially, and it only being 16, you know, it's only going to go from there. So keep that mindset as well. So speaking with Emily Swiger, the 2018 Interstate Fair and Rodeo Queen, as well as Ruth Nicholas here this morning. So we've got to make a decision on a new queen. Do you have any decision in that, or is it kind of, do you just kind of have to pass it on?
Mostly I pass it on. Yeah. I've had so much fun doing this, but I am ready to see someone else enjoy what I have this year.
That's what we like to hear. Well, Ruth, I know we've got a couple of bullfighters coming into tomorrow, but any final words that you wanted to hit on for today?
Come out to the rodeo. Come out to the Buddy Barrow Show, which is free, 6:30. Rodeo's at 7:30. Come out to the parade first, parade at 4, then the watermelon and bean feed at 5:30, then Buddy Barrow at 6:30, then rodeo at 7:30. Make a whole evening out of it.
No doubt about it. Make a whole week out of it. It's been a lot of fun. Interstate Fair and Rodeo. Again, Ruth Nicholas and 2018 Interstate Fair and Rodeo Queen outgoing again, as they will crown a new one either tonight or tomorrow. Which one was
Friday
it?
Friday night.
Friday night. So tomorrow night. Emily Swiger and Ruth Nicholas, thanks for taking some time this morning.
Thank you.
Thank
All right.
You.
This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.